This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Dr. Tim Ball, former professor of climatology at the University of Winnipeg and one of the leading scientific voices raising doubts about the global warming movement. We want to get his reaction to a supposedly independent report that suggests that the ClimateGate scandal was really not a part of a deceptive effort on the part of scientists promoting a global warming and climate change movement, but that there were some ethical violations involved in how they handled certain data. And Dr. Ball, it's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Greg. Thanks for the opportunity.
So has this report come to the conclusion that basically there was more smoke than fire here, or is this just the scientific community covering for itself?
It's the latter. It's a cover-up. Not just the scientific community, the political community as well. Because, of course, there are so many actors involved in this now, and of course, that's part of the problem, that climate science has become a political issue rather than a scientific issue, and therefore there's the political cover-up as well. The people chosen, there's been two major studies in England. One was the Lord Oxburgh report done on the Climatic Research Unit, and the fact that they chose him when he is the head of an alternate energy company indicates the bias involved in this. But the most recent report, this Muir-Russell report, is another indication. Muir-Russell is a bureaucrat who has a history of whitewashing things when the government want a good whitewash, and it began with the people that he appointed to the committee. I mean, it was absolutely incredible. One of them resigned very, very quickly when it was pointed out the degree of conflict of interest. But that didn't seem to slow them down at all. So that was the first part of the problem. The second part of the problem was they really didn't look at hardly any of the evidence. They only examined 12 papers. Those papers were selected for them by the Royal Academy of Sciences, which has consistently been involved in the bias and the propaganda, and yet they were chosen to select these papers. And then they never interviewed any of the people that were attacked in the CRU emails or who were raising the questions that were being ignored or covered up in the CRU emails. I mean, the Russell Report chastises them for not being free and open with the information, but they never asked, well, what information were they not free and open with, and why weren't they disclosing it? The fundamental question simply wasn't addressed. And, of course, that's the giveaway.
Dr. Ball, you mentioned that there's a major political dimension here, and you and I have talked in recent weeks and months about how you believe the tide of public opinion has turned vastly against those pushing the climate change agenda. Do you suspect that this report will do much to derail that momentum that's on your side of this debate, or do you think that this will give people pause and perhaps lead them back to trusting the scientific community here?
No, I think one of the ironies is that when the issue became political, it was a bad thing in a way, but in another way, it was good because it then inherited all of the distrust that people have of politics and politicians. And of course, as you know, throughout the world, the levels of political trust are at all-time lows. And therefore, the people will say, will see this as a whitewash. And it's very interesting because all of the polls, and you go back to the Pew Center poll of about within the last year, where they showed that global warming, I think, was 42nd on a list of public concerns. And every time there's been polls, it's been shown that warming and, sadly, even the environment is not a great concern for people. I don't think that is this is going to change because of this. I think that people will see that, this is part of politics and this is another political cover-up. And that's the price that these scientists that have got in bed with the politicians and made it a political issue, that's the price that they're paying. The sad part is that the credibility of science itself, of course, is seriously jeopardized.
We're talking with Dr. Tim Ball, former professor of climatology at the University of Winnipeg. And in our last couple minutes here, Dr. Ball, I want to get your thoughts on this major heat wave that's hitting us here in Washington and many other places along the East Coast. Last winter, of course, we were snowbound, record amounts of snow, and there was a huge debate about whether that again casts more doubt on the climate change movement. And now, of course, you have those saying that this is evidence that, of course, the Earth is getting warmer. What should we read into all of this?
Well, of course, one of the things that has been changing in the climate record, and there's a lot of questions about the climate record because they've reduced the number of stations. They've been very careful in the stations they've selected. And, for example, the record that they were giving for Baltimore, I believe yesterday, of 105, when you look at the weather station that came from, it's right in the middle of an airport with jet aircraft going by and asphalt runways very close proximity, and other stations nearby weren't showing anywhere near that record. So we've got that problem. But there have been record colds that they haven't been reporting. There's a bias in the media with regard to this. For example, the snows in Australia, Southeast Australia, and then when you look at Western North America, all across Western Canada, for example, has been very cold and very wet. And of course, what's happening is that as the climate is actually cooling down, the cold air pushing further south, that's what caused the cold in the winter and the snows across the U.S. last winter, where you had every state in the southern 48 recorded snow. That's a reflection of this. But of course, what you also get is the jet stream waves are going to push further south in one area, but they're also going to push further north in another area. So what you've had in the last couple of days, particularly, is the cold air pushing down in western North America, and then the warm air pushing north in the eastern side of North America, and that explains the pattern. So it's an increase in variability of weather that's associated with a general cooling of the global condition.
Fascinating to learn what's really happening rather than having people take a snapshot of just a day or two and deciding what major policy should be. Dr. Ball, always great to have you with us. Thank you.
Thank you very kindly, Greg.
Dr. Tim Ball, former professor of climatology at the University of Winnipeg, one of the leading voices raising doubts about the veracity of science behind the warming movement. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.